Finding your passion. It's not easy to do. You might spend your entire life trying to find out what exactly you should do every single day, who you should be, how you should do it. And some people are way luckier than others. They find it when they're young. Or maybe you found it and then you lost it. No matter what it is, in this podcast, we're going to talk about how to find your passion, how to realize what exactly your passion is, and how to do something about it. Hey guys, Frisk here. Welcome back to the Creator's Toolkit. And today we're going to talk about something that's very challenging, but very important to being a creator, to living in this world, even to being a human. And it's about finding your passion. There's too many people out there that are stuck doing a job that they don't love every single day just so that they can get money. And I feel like maybe those individuals have got caught in this situation where they've just needed to do something to get money to support a hobby or family or another thing. And they kind of maybe feel like they're in this trap, like they can't get out of it. But, you know, here on this podcast today, this episode of Creator's Toolkit, I wanted to talk about how that's not the case. How everybody here, everybody listening, everybody in this world has the ability to do exactly what they want to do every single day. They're just maybe don't know what exactly that is. They haven't found it. Or they don't know how to go about doing it. And maybe family and life and other work gets in the way of, you know, figuring that out. But, you know, I've come up with a couple of different things that have helped me realize my passion. And like, I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. It has changed throughout time. You know, there was a time when my passion, you know, was to be a baseball player or to be a football player. And then it was to be, you know, a best in class student or to be a doctor. But then it quickly changed into being a filmmaker, being a creator. And then after that, maybe to being the most well-known marketer or, you know, digital media, you know, savvy individual. Like, it's always changed. But the thing is, like, when you realize what the passion is, it doesn't mean that you're locked in. It really speaks against who you are more than anything. And that's what we're going to kind of kick things off with. We're going to kick off with really how to find your passion. And I'm going to give you guys four tips on how to find your passion, four very specific things that you can do. And then I'm going to give you some examples of how I've done it and how it's helped me. So the first thing that you can do to find your passion is to be aware. And I'm sure that really is like feels like very common in the layup, but let me explain. It's not. To be aware at the utmost form, like to be truly self-aware, to look in the mirror and know exactly who you are, will help you understand your passion. And let me give you an example. Because when we're not actually trying to be somebody else and you're just being who you are, your body, your psyche, your mental, you know, the people around you, if you listen, it'll tell you exactly who you are and what your passion is. So for me, you know, there's a lot of different things I'm doing. You know, I love to create, you know, I love to spend time with family. I love to read and research and do all of these things. But there's some things that I love more than others. And it wasn't until I figured out exactly what that was that I started to realize a very important thing about myself. And so I'm going to give you the three things that I became very aware of about, you know, what my passions are, what drives me. So the first one. You know, I would spend all this time, you know, trying to, in a way, like be someone else, be different, not necessarily be different, but assume and be, you know, conform from a conformity standpoint, like another person, because that's what I thought you had to be to kind of make it in, you know, the eras you want to make. But it wasn't until, like, I realized myself like getting really exhausted. You know, whether if I was dressing a certain way or doing a certain thing every single day or trying to talk a certain way, I realized I was getting really exhausted. And I would get home and I would just sit on the couch and, you know, talk with my wife or maybe say that I didn't want to talk about a certain thing. And I would just kind of sit. And the moment after that, whatever I did after that, is when I realized what one of my passions were, truly what it was, something that I could do every single day and not get exhausted by it. The fact that whether there was someone watching or not, I still loved to do it. And that very first thing was to play video games. Basically, video games for me is an escape. You know, it's the ability for me to turn my mind off, because reading and doing other things, watching television actually gets my mind to race. I start thinking about the next stories I want to tell, the next videos I want to make, or whether that person, what's the plot hole into this specific story, or is that person being real or not, and whatever. All of those little extraneous things that don't really matter. But when I play video games, it's not so much even really about another person. It's all about myself. Honestly, if I didn't have responsibilities and I could just do one thing all day, every day, it would probably be just play. And I'll be honest, sometimes talking when I'm playing is exhausting. That's why live streaming isn't a thing that I'm, you know, I like too much. But, you know, for me, when I started to realize that gaming was a passion of mine, that I would do it even if no one told me to do it, whether there was one person watching me play or a thousand, if it was always, it would make me feel the same, you know, that I would know exactly that that's what I could build, you know, something around. I could build a business around that. Because the reality is, you can build a business around your passion, whether it's playing games, whether it's, you know, counting coins, whether it's building gigantic domino structures. I mean, there's YouTubers out there that build massive domino structures. I forgot the name of the one of the most popular. But, and then she pushes them down and records it. And then she ended up blocking in a deal and got a deal with Oreo to do a commercial, got a sponsored deal. There's always a way. Find out what you love. Find out what you're willing to do or would love to do every single day, all day, every day. And do that, because I guarantee you can monetize it. I guarantee you can monetize it. You just have to be willing to do it and figure it out and, you know, fail and take some L's. But in the end, you're going to get some dubs. So for number two, it's to understand your interests. What do you like to watch? What do you like to listen to? What do you like to read? What do you like to, you know, kind of experience that comes from another person? Like, what surrounds yourself? I want you to sit down on a piece of paper, you know, and maybe sketch your name in the middle of it, draw your face, you know, in your family, or whatever's close to you, whatever you care really closely about at the center. And then think about all the things that you do on a day-to-day basis or listen to that's interesting to you, and start to build a word cloud around yourself. Because basically, when you start to understand what your interests are, you'll also be able to pair some of those together. And this goes to another example that I have, that, you know, my interests, I have three very predominant interests that I've always known I've had, and I didn't necessarily ever know how they would ever come together, but they did. And that's what's beautiful about it. You do not know how things are going to manifest together until you truly understand what, like, what drives you, you know, from interest perspective. And so for me, baseball. You know, I've played it my entire life. I played so much wiffle ball, blitz ball my entire life. And, you know, it's something that I'll always love. Not so much watching, but playing. Like, actually doing the sport. Playing the sport. Watching it. You know, I have an interest in that, but not as much as playing. That's an important distinction that I've, you know, been able to make about myself. Secondly, gaming. We talked about in the first tip, to be aware. I know that the number one thing that I felt like I could do every single day, all day, every day, would be game. But in this instance, you know, it's also an interest. It's something that circles, you know, my sphere of interest. And thirdly, creating, making videos, recording. Now, ironically, I found a way to build those three things together to create the ultimate passion, a passion that is multidimensional, three dimensions of, you know, an interest. And so when you do this exercise, like after you've wrote down all these words, try and prioritize what are most interesting to you and order them up. Try and join them together. You know, you might not be a fan of baseball, gaming, and creating like me. You might be film and fashion and creating, or music and film and audio. You know, whatever that is, you need to figure that out. Find the three, find the core three interests and truly understand them. And you'll see an early blueprint for how you can build a business around those interests, around, you know, a passion you may have that's deepened because it's multi-level. It's three-dimensional in your interests. This, you know, to me was one of the hardest things to put together, to think about, but I did, and I worked hard at it. And like, I really thought, you know, I tried to remove all of the things that could prevent me from figuring it out, try to remove those from my life, remove those from my mind. And when I did, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I can remember this day. I can remember to this day saying to my family, saying to my wife, wow, this was in front of me the entire time. And I just chose not to acknowledge it. So for you, please acknowledge it. And this is an exercise that'll help you do so. Now for number three, be willing to try everything once. I mean, come on. How are you going to know what your passion is if you don't experiment, if you don't try everything at least once? And once you find something that you generally like and you feel like this is part of, you know, one thing that you really love to do, try it for at least 30 days and then see if you still love it after that. I mean, I think that's the, you know, it's important to experiment and find it, and people then commit and understand and, you know, what they love and then really trying to do it. But I almost think sometimes people are really excited about the end result and not the process of getting there. And so that's why I say try everything once, see if it piques your interest. You know, it's kind of like your first freshman year of college. Try and go to every single class and see what grabs you the most. Then do 201, 301. And if you still love it, that's probably going to be a career that you could follow. And so it's just the same for your business, same to be an entrepreneur. It's the same when trying to figure out how and what you should create about. And I want to give you guys a little bit of story. I want to give you a story about one harsh reality that I came, you know, across. And it all centers around baseball. You know, I played my entire life, like I said. You know, I got to pretty high level in sports. And then when it became, you know, more of a professional like career for me, and I had to play every single day, you know, we would wake up, you know, 8 a.m., go work out, you know, at 10 a.m., go have lunch, get to the clubhouse around 1 to 2, warm up, do batting practice, get ready for the game. Then the game would start at 6 or 7. The game would go 4 or 5 hours. Then we'd shower up, eat, get on the bus, and go to the next city. That was every single day being a professional baseball player. And I can tell you, after about, you know, 60 days, 120 days of it, I was exhausted physically and mentally. And I've said this to a lot of different people, but I remember walking up to the plate in like the last weeks of the first season thinking to myself, man, I don't know if I can do this. I thought it was my passion. I thought my destiny was to be a professional baseball player. But it was that in that moment that I realized, in order to succeed, to be able to train, focus, and play like this much every single day, like I needed to love it. I needed to love the process, but I didn't. I loved the end result, the idea of the end result, the idea of being a professional baseball player, and that's fine when it comes to creating a goal. But in this instance, you know, I couldn't cut it. So right then and there, I knew this wasn't for me. That I still had the talent, you know, I maybe could have made it, but I would have hated it if I would have actually had to commit my entire life every day to doing that, traveling on the road, away from family and friends, not having the time to do anything else but play baseball. And so for the professional baseball players that have made it, I guarantee all of them it's their passion, because to be able to endure that grueling like work, you know, They it's not like they just don't love the game. They love the game. And so, you know, for you, you've got to find that for you. What are you, like, what excites you so much that you would do it every single day, just like that? I mean, that's one of the most difficult things to you know, kind of answer in this situation. And, you know, I'd love to say that I could answer it for you, but, you know, I really can't. You have to experiment and find it for yourself. And then when you find it, everything, like I said, find and try everything. You're trying to find everything. And then do it for 30 days. Then you'll know, is this it for me or is it not? Because everyone gets romantic about the end result, but not necessarily the process, the journey to get there. And that's where special comes from. And for number four, the final one, this one may sound a little bit silly, but surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with people that inspire you, that push you, that you feel like you can compete with a little bit. Because if you're spending your time around people that just, you know, are always complaining, or they can't reach their goals, or they don't have any goals at all, it's going to rub off on you. You know, those groups drag you down when, you know, you need to find a group of people that have similar goals and can push you to pull you up. Because basically it's easier to find your passion when you're in a good mood, that when you're feeling, you know, accomplished and challenged and you have someone that you can talk to. And, you know, for me, I've got more than, you know, enough people that do that for me. You know, some of my coworkers, you know, some of the co-creators that I speak with on an everyday basis, you know, my family, my wife, they're all pushing me to be a better version of myself. You know, I make this joke all the time, you know, with my wife, that if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even get out of bed. You know, she makes me a better person. And being a better person, you know, is not just like a, you know, be about a human being. I'm saying she inspires me to achieve all my goals. She makes me believe that I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. And so I never really get that discouraged or waver on the goal or the direction that I'm heading because of the people that are surrounding me. They pull me up as opposed to pushing me down. And so when you surround yourself with the right people, think about that. You know, if you've got five friends, order those friends from one to five and who help you do more better things. And think about maybe that one or two friends that like are critics, like cynicists, and like prevent you from doing cool stuff. This is tough to say, but really consider, you know, like taking them out of your life. You know, and I know sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes it's your family that does that. And everyone has to make tough choices, but all you can do is be honest with them, be honest with yourself, and talk about how you want to do more, how you want to be better, how you want to push people, how you want people to push yourself. So think long and hard about that. Are you surrounding yourself by the right people that are doing, you know, the things that you want to do, that are succeeding in the areas that you want to succeed, that you can learn from, that's going to pull you up and not push you down? And if you are, I guarantee you're going to find your passion that much easier. They're going to help you find that passion. So this has been a pretty good podcast. I hope this is super helpful to you guys. I hope this will help you find your passion or gratify and validate, you know, the passion that you've already discovered. And then now you can commit to it. Like, give it your all. You know, if you give it your all, you can do it. Just set goals for yourself. Figure out what you have to do and don't to get to that goal, if this is your passion, and just never give up. It doesn't matter about how many people are listening. It doesn't matter about how many people are following. It doesn't matter about how many people are watching. If you just do it every single day, over and over and over, and show value and not expect anything in return, it's all going to add up. Think about this analogy. If I was looking down at the United States, and I saw you in Washington, and every day you could only walk a mile, it would feel like you were never, ever going to make it to Florida. And if I was looking from way above down to the United States, I wouldn't even notice you. It would have looked like you moved like an ant that, you know, a couple feet in front of me. But if you do that every day, every day, every day, every day, by the time that you get about 33% of the way, you look back and you're like, well, I'm making progress. You know, I'm getting somewhere. And then halfway, you'll feel like you've made it over the hump. And you get this new sense of accomplishment, like, I can do it. I can get there. And then over time, eventually you walk all the way to Florida. Maybe it takes you 5 to 10 years, but you accomplish something great. You made a monumental move that, sure, took a long time, but there's substance there. You've the journey. You've got to love the journey from Washington to Florida, because it's going to take a long time. But when you get there, it's going to mean so much more, because you're going to know everything that it took to walk 1 mile a day from Washington to Florida, and that builds character. And so, you know, I really hope you guys take these words to heart. I really hope that, you know, you truly find your passion, identify it, understand it, know it without a doubt, and then work at it every single day. And you'll make that walk. You'll walk from Orlando all the way to Washington or vice versa. You'll make it eventually. And when you make it, you will have loved that walk all the way across the country, but you will be that much happier in the position you're in and appreciate that as well. Now, before we wrap this thing up, you know, there's so many of you that are listening, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to know exactly who is listening. So, you know, if you could drop, a rating on Apple, drop a comment, I appreciate it. Call in if you're listening on Anchor. You shoot me a message on Twitter, at Marcus Friske, MarkusFrieske. You know, whether it be on Instagram, same thing, at MarkusFrieske. Wherever you're at, just, I would love to hear about it. Many of you already before have reached out to me, and I really appreciate it. You know, Clutch Silver, JV, Cougs 46, Josh Berendis, you know, Brandon, Brandon ESG, aka, yeah, just call him Brandon right now until he figures out exactly. But yeah. Thanks so much to all you guys. Oh, Ben Haggerty as well, too, the Black with No Cream podcast. I appreciate you guys letting me know that that helps me. That gives me the confidence to keep these things going, inspires me. You guys inspire me to make these podcasts, and I got to get better. Just like I'm telling you guys to work every day, I've got to do the same. So the learning never ends. But thanks so much, guys. You know, I really appreciate, you know, you guys tuning in, listening to whatever I have to say. And, you know, I want to close it out with one last thing. About probably the most important thing that I became aware of. And it's really the heart and the emotion in the center for why, you know, this podcast exists. See, I've become aware that I like to help people. That I don't actually get the great sense of satisfaction from seeing the subscriber count or the listener count or the viewership increase. I actually get it from looking at the comments. You know, so many of you sent me messages on Twitter and on YouTube, you know, have said to me that I've helped you in some way, shape, or form. I've helped you achieve something that you didn't think you could achieve, or feel a certain way that you don't feel, or just help you with anything. And those words are like oxygen to me, like Gary Vee would say. Like, that's what my passion is. My passion is helping people. Helping people achieve their goals and dreams. You know, everything they're trying to do. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, I can continue to learn and share what I've learned with you guys, you know, and girls, so that you reach your goals too. And, you know, sure, like I said, I became aware that I love video games. I became aware that I love to create and shoot videos. Like, the beauty, the art, and the emotion of filmmaking is something I love very, very much. But the most important of all, the one, like, it's not about any of the details, like I said before, or money or anything like that. The number one thing that really, 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 really excites me. That's a lot of reallys, but the thing that really excites me, thing that is I'm really passionate about, is helping you guys, helping people. And with that, let me know how else I can help. Call in on Anchor, let me know on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll do whatever I can. So, until the next one, we'll see you guys. Peace.